We want to check in right now with Dr. Sean Smith. He is a pulmonary specialist, critical care doctor at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Sean, thanks for being on WGN.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
How's everyone there at the hospital? I want to ask you first, on the front lines of all this, as we're seeing the number of cases go up, and what are you noticing about you and the other healthcare workers, and how everybody's doing?
Yeah, thanks. We're doing well. I think that the nurses and our respiratory therapists are nothing short of heroes. You know, they're working extremely hard around the clock. They've really come together. We've seen a tremendous amount of collaboration, teamwork, and honestly, nothing but positive attitudes. These people are coming to work, you know, day and night, taking care of people that we've never taken care of before, and so it's a challenge. But the attitudes are great. We've got a great team, so I'm super happy to be part of it.
Yeah, and we're happy that you're checking in with us today. Your specialty, I know you're extremely busy at this time. There is this new model that came out about the health situation in Illinois with the virus. The University of Washington is showing that the COVID-19 cases will not be as severe as originally feared. It's making big news today because they're lowering the projections on the number of people, the number of cases, and the number of fatalities. They're also talking about hospital equipment and availability of the being able to handle the influx of patients. There's a much rosier forecast from this. It's one model, but have you seen any of this or anybody talking about it?
Yeah, we've seen some of this, and I think the term, you know, cautious optimism is appropriate. I hope and I think that we have over-prepared, which would be great news. We've ramped up our staffing and the resources. We've been, you know, preparing for an influx. But, you know, as of right now, we've been able to take care of everybody in the way I think that we always want to. We've had to, you know, change some of our practices here, but I think that we have been able to get the resources we need, the equipment. And for right now, with the numbers that are coming through, we've been able to do the job that we want to do. So hopefully those models are great news. I think, though, that, you know, the time right now is critical, though, to keep up the distancing, the social distancing, quarantine protocols. Early data is always good news. This is great news. But I think the message has got to be that we keep up the vigilance. And that's hard, I know, from even my own family's experience. But I think it's going to mean better outcomes, fewer deaths, and hopefully faster return to normal life.
Yeah, good stuff to remember. I think we all would look forward to some semblance of a normal life, and hopefully hopefully that happens at some point soon. But you're right, we'll stay vigilant. And you write also about healthcare workers. They are heroes. And so thanks for what everyone at Northwestern Medicine is doing and all of your colleagues and everybody who works there at the hospital with you.
Anytime.